Well, checking high school sports from last night, regional dual team wrestling action took place for 1A and 2A teams, with the winners at each site advancing to the state dual team tournament next Wednesday at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. In 2A at Creston, Bondurant Farrar beat Clarinda 46-33 in first round action. In the finals, Creston advancing with a 42-31 win over Bondurant Farrar. At Winterset, Clarion Goldfield Dows beat Greene County 51-30 in the first round, and then Winterset defeated Clarion Goldfield Dows 37-36 to advance to state. In Class 1A at Logan Magnolia, Pleasantville beat Bedford Lennox 48-27 in the opening round. Logan Magnolia then advanced, winning the championship 76-4. Also at West Sioux last night, Missouri Valley beat Western Christian 67-12. And in the final, West Sioux City defeating Missouri Valley 46-30. Also, it was in regular season wrestling, Thomas Jefferson winning twice, beating Omaha Benson 48-18 and beating Thomas Jefferson beating Omaha South 37-36 last evening. Also, in college wrestling news, University of Iowa sophomore Tony Cassiope has been named Big Ten Co-Wrestler of the Week. He shares the award with Ohio State's Sammy Sasso. Cassiope, the nation's third-ranked heavyweight, recorded a pair of falls in Iowa's triangular sweep of Purdue and Ohio State on February 7th. He's recorded three pins in his last three matches, including two against top 10 opponents. At the direction of the University of Iowa medical team, the Iowa Athletics Department announced Monday that the Iowa wrestling program is pausing all team-related in-person activities in response to positive COVID-19 test results within the program. Iowa will continue to follow Big Ten Conference medical protocols, and the medical team will make a determination on return to activity. Iowa's duel at Penn State, scheduled for Friday, February 12th, has been postponed out of an abundance of caution surrounding the health and safety of the participants. The institutions will work with the conference to identify rescheduling options. In high school basketball last night, Harlan outscored Atlantic by 8 in the third quarter and 9 in the fourth quarter. And that was good enough to pull out a 62-48 win in girls basketball. Atlantic started the game with some strong passing and shooting to jump out 16-10 after one quarter. They led 28-25 at the half and then let the lead slip away in the second half as Harlan was able to rally back. Macy Linen had 11 of her game-high 21 points in the third quarter for Harlan. Claire Schmitz sat much of the game with foul trouble but came up big late with 12 of her 16 points in the fourth quarter. Atlantic was led by 14 points from Haley Rasmussen, a dozen from Macy Waters, and 10 from Lauren Nicholas as Atlantic falls to 8-13 on the season. Elsewhere in Hawkeye 10 basketball last night, it was Denison over Red Oak 65-34. Des Moines Christian beating Kemper Catholic 60-23. From the Western Iowa Conference, Audubon over Missouri Valley 68-15. Tri-Center beat AHSTW 47-44. Underwood over IKM Manning 55-45. In the Corner Conference, Griswold over Essex 62-54. Sydney beat East Mills 54-24. Woodbine over Fremont Mills 55-41. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Lennox over Lamoni 59-22. Southwest Valley beat Southeast Warren 48-34. Also around the region, it was West Harrison over River Valley 61-48. Sergeant Bluff Luton beating Thomas Jefferson 48-30. Bishop Heelan Catholic over Abraham Lincoln 43-27. And it was Cornerstone Christian beating Heartland Christian 43-22. The Harlan boys basketball team hit some big shots in key moments down the stretch as they picked up a 62-49 win over Atlantic last night. Cyclones were up by one at the end of the first and increased the lead to 7 by halftime. Atlantic trimmed the lead to 4 early in the third quarter, but Isaiah Arnholtz hit a 3 at the top of the key to push that lead back out to 7. Atlantic was down 40-35 to start the fourth quarter, and after the team's traded buckets, Bradley Curran hit a step-back 3 to widen that gap again. Cyclones went on to hit 10 of 12 free throws in the final quarter to keep Atlantic at bay and pick up the win. Curran led Cyclones with 19 points. Aiden Hall had a dozen. Atlantic got 15 points each from Dayton Templeton and Ethan Williams as the Trojans fall to 9-6 on the season, and they'll get ready for a couple of big conference race games to end the week. Thursday at home against Shenandoah and at Clarinda on Friday. Also in Hawkeye 10 basketball last night, it was Denison over Red Oak 67-53, Bedford beating Shenandoah 41-27, Des Moines Christian topping Kemper Catholic 65-58. From the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW grabs a share of the Western Iowa Conference title with a 55-52 win over Tri-Center. Logan Magnolia beats St. Albert 42-41 in overtime. Underwood over IKM Manning 53-50. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam over Coon Rapids Bayard 49-40. West Harrison beat River Valley 55-46. Woodbine over Fremont Mills 57-29. In the Corner Conference, Griswold a 68-37 winner over Essex. East Mills beat Sydney in overtime 56-55. As the Wolverines win the Corner Conference title, Stanton beat Clarinda Academy 80-41. Also in boys' hoops, it was Abe Lincoln over Bishop Heelan Catholic, 63-32. Heartland Christian beating Cornerstone Christian, 71-69. Sergeant Bluff Luton over Thomas Jefferson, 73-32. Iowa State faltered late and remains winless in the Big 12 as the Cyclones made only two of their final 17 shots and lost to TCU, 79-76 last night. ISU had a chance to send the game to overtime, but Trey Jackson's three-pointer missed the mark as the Cyclones fall to 0-9 in the Big 12.
I got to do a better job trying to help these guys, you know, finish those games. I thought we did a terrific job for a majority of the night, but at the end of the day, you know, some execution down the stretch. But really the glass on the other end of the floor really was Achilles heel tonight.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. TCU dominated the glass and out-rebounded the Cyclones 51-34. Iowa State returns to action Thursday night at Kansas. Also in top 25 hoops last night, number 11 Alabama was a winner, 81-78 over South Carolina. It was number 7 Texas Tech, falling 82-71 to 14th-ranked West Virginia. Number 13 Texas, a winner over Kansas State, 80-77. 19th-ranked Creighton, a winner over Georgetown, 63-48. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey hopes sophomore guard C.J. Frederick can play tonight when the 15th-ranked Hawkeyes host number 25 Rutgers. Frederick has played sparingly the past 2 weeks due to a lower leg injury.
He's our best perimeter defender, and he's the best shooter in the Big Ten. So you're going to miss that guy. He's a gamer. He's a late-game player. I hope he plays tomorrow. Our plan is for him to play. What I say is legitimately day-to-day is legitimately day-to-day. And it's probably going to be like that for the rest of the season.
The Hawkeyes have lost four of their last five, and McCaffrey says it's tough to avoid bad stretches in a conference like the Big Ten.
You're going good. It's great. You don't take that for granted. If you lose a game, you try to get better in the next one. And then you try to get better in the next one. If you lose a couple in a row, respect your opponent. Just keep working.
We'll have that game tonight for you here on the radio. 5:30 pregame, 6:30 is tip time from Carver Hawkeye Arena. Drake and UNI resume their Missouri Valley Conference rivalry tonight in Des Moines. The Bulldogs are 18-1 and coming off their first loss of the season at Valpo.
You know, there's some things at both ends of the floor that we can get better at, and in league play that you're going to go through these stretches. It's just trying to continue to work through them and be better for the next outing, and hopefully we can do that on Wednesday.
That's Drake coach Darren DeVries, the preseason conference favorite. The Panthers struggled after losing Valley Player of the Year A.J. Green to a season-ending hip injury, and they're coming off a split of a two-game series against Indiana State. This is UNI's first midweek game in conference play, and coach Ben Jacobson says that's made the preparation a little more difficult.
They throw a lot of things at you with the full-court press and with different guys going to the offensive boards, posting up different guys. Multiple ball handlers, having the big guy inside you can throw it to, just having a really good roster. So it's a lot to get ready for on a short prep. There's no question. And that really just adds to the challenge.
Drake is 9-1 in the Valley. The Panthers are 4-8 heading into tonight's game. The Big Ten Conference Administrators Council, which includes the directors of athletics and senior women administrators from all 14 member institutions, have approved measures to relocate the 2021 Big Ten Men's Basketball Tournament from the United Center in Chicago to Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. The decision to relocate the tournament was made in collaboration with the Big Ten Council of Presidents and Chancellors and the conference office. That decision to relocate the tourney to Indy was based on multiple factors. They said first and foremost, the health and safety of student-athletes, coaches, officials, and conference constituents. Hosting both the men's and women's basketball tournaments in the same city allows for cohesive testing and medical protocols for both events and centralized accommodations surrounding the competitive venues. The Big Ten men's basketball tournament will be March 10th through the 14th in Indianapolis and, of course, precede the NCAA men's basketball tournament, which was moved to Indy this year. And the Iowa State women were outscored 18-8 by Oklahoma in the opening quarter and never recovered in a 67-61 loss in Norman last night as the Cyclones shot a chilly 38%. Iowa State is 12-8 overall. They're 8-5 in Big 12 conference play. That's Check of Sports here this morning. KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic.